The best way to learn how to be a dad is to learn from awesome dads. Welcome to the Awesome Dad Show. Here's your host, Mark Savant.
What is up? Welcome to the Awesome Dad Show. Today's episode is an interview I completed at the Dad 2.0 conference. I interviewed dozens of fathers there who are creating awesome content, whether it's blogging, podcasting, YouTubing, just creating a lot of awesome communities all surrounding fathers. And what I really want to do on the Awesome Dad Show is highlight these amazing men who are building platforms for fathers. I just want to encourage you to go into the show notes, smash the links, find the guest, and just tell them you heard them on the Awesome Dad Show and you really appreciated what they have to say. Show them some love. If you're new here, take 2 seconds, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to bring you fresh, awesome interviews on a weekly basis. You can also catch all these interviews on YouTube. If you want to put a face to the voice, check out the Act Dad YouTube page. And I also want to personally invite you to join the Awesome Dad group on Facebook. This community, men, is blowing up. It's dads only. It's here to support. It's here to empower. It's here to celebrate your fellow dad. It's just a great place to be. So check out the Awesome Dad group. With all that said, let's get into today's episode. DJ, run the tape.
Brian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm glad to meet you in person because I've been watching you on Instagram, crushing it. So tell me a little bit about your platform and why it's important to you.
I'm on Instagram, and I started messing around with my kids and my wife and pranking them. And it's fun to me to, like, I'm a fun-loving guy. I like to have fun. I don't take life very serious. So I enjoy pranking people, and my kids are monsters, so I figured let's just use them and team up against mom. And we like to throw diapers at her. We like sports. I like to crush my kids' dreams with Nerf balls, and I don't know, it's just fun, man. Like, I don't take it very serious, and it's grown, and people are reaching out saying that you get me through the day because I've had a rough day, but I know that I can see something on your page and it makes me laugh and I can forget about the hard day I had. And it's weird hearing that kind of stuff. Like, I'm just shooting a video that I think is funny, but I'm actually getting people saying, you're affecting my life. Like, my wife and I sit down at night and watch your stuff before we go to bed or whatever.
So that's really cool. Because, cool. I mean, it's really easy to take fatherhood so seriously and parenting so seriously because the stakes are high. Yeah. But I also think it's important to learn to enjoy it and be you and have fun. I'm curious. So Dad and Bloated is the channel. You got to check that out. Dad and Bloated. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, Brian, was there ever a prank that you pulled that went too far where your wife was like, you know what, Brian, you pushed me past the limit this time?
No, but I have stuff planned that's probably going to do that.
Uh-oh. So, uh-oh. Can you give us any spoilers or we don't want to let the cat back?
I mean, it involves animals that she's terribly terrified of. It's a mouse.
It's a mouse. Why?
It's going to be a mouse thing, because she just can't see this now.
That's so it.
We'll have to exclude her from viewing this video somehow. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I just know it's going to involve that, because she is deathly afraid of mice. We had one in the house and she freaked out. She was like going to move out if I didn't take care of the mouse problem. So I'm going to bring the mouse problem back for a couple days.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, controlled
everyone will
environment,
be safe. You'll be
so
all right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So do you feel like creating social media content has brought you closer to your family because you're able to kind of enjoy this journey with them?
Yeah, so I used to create content before. I was on YouTube and I write comedy, music, things like that. And I had to put that on hold when we had our first kid. And my wife, it was actually my wife's decision to say, like, why don't you, I know you love doing that. You don't have time to go off and do that stuff on its own. So, like, do it here in the house with kids and do it like dad style comedy. Not like the classic dad style comedy, because I don't really relate to that much, the mowing the lawn and all that.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate
just,
that stuff.
It's just, for me, it's just like, do the stuff you would already want to do, but just involve the family.
Yeah.
So then it made it really easy because I have content that it's just, I wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock and my kid's kicking me in the nuts. And like, there's a video idea because it's just happening. I don't have to think hard for content because it's given to me every single day. And, it's fun. It's fun documenting it. It's parenting is hard, but if you can, I don't know, like if you can just laugh with it and not take it too serious, because your kids look, they look up to you. And like, I want my kids to know that I was the dad that took them and did all this fun stuff they wanted to do. You know, like I never want them to think like, I wish my dad would have been that dad, or wish that he would have done this. I want to do every single thing that they want to do. I want to spoil them. I need to be hard on them, but I want to spoil them, and I want to document it because I think it's fun, and I hope other dads can kind of go, yeah, I need to be more that way, you know? I guess if I have to have a cause, that's what it is.
It's like, well, I love that perspective because, you know, I suffer from this too. I start to take things way too seriously, but, you know, that can stress you out, and stress is a killer. Stress is a killer, man, so... I think that finding ways to laugh, especially when you get your family involved, is really great, Brian.
That's and it's awesome. And it's not all laughs. Like, you know, we put up a video that's funny, but it may have taken 2 hours to shoot that video because my kid was screaming and crying. The other one, my wife was trying to shoot it. She's holding one of the kids in her hand while the other one's freaking out, throwing a tantrum. And so the hard part for me is I want to shoot more structured type videos, but that's really hard to do. My take on that is that I've almost tried to take the unfiltered approach where people want to put up the cool things about parenting and the good things and like, this is our family, great. I like to show the circus that people, everyone has, but they're afraid to show it. So in doing that, people, they reach out to me and say like, thank you so much for showing real parenting for what it is and not sugarcoating it. And, it gets me excited to hear parents are actually, you know, I don't know, they're like inspired by it, I guess, that they know that they're not the only ones having the shit show.
Yeah, I like that, Brian. So if anyone out there is interested and they want to see more of the backstage pass of what's going on, where can they find you?
You can find me at Dad and Bloated on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Did I miss anything? Is that, that's only four.
Twitter,
yeah, I don't really do much on there. But,
LinkedIn?
No, not on LinkedIn. I have a personal work LinkedIn, but no one wants to see that.
Dad and Bloated everywhere. You can find him there.
What?
Grindr.
Yeah.
On Grindr, yeah.
That's my favorite one.
One last question before I let you go. You've got a billboard. It's going to reach millions and millions and millions of fathers. What are you putting on that billboard, Brian?
Oh, man, just a big... pick probably. If I want to get serious, I would say maybe like just cherish the time because it's going to go fast. You know, like my kids are 2 and 4, and I know they're going to be a teenager soon, and I'm going to miss them driving me crazy. They drive me crazy. But, like, when they don't drive me crazy anymore, I'm going to miss it. So just cherish the time that you have with them. Pick them up, because you never know when the last time you're going to be able to pick them up is. So,
Brian said it. I agree with it. Brian, thank you, brother.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you for listening to The Awesome Dad Show. Do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Leave a review. Show me some love. Let me know what you really liked about the show. If you're looking for ways to support the show, to get more value, to connect on a deeper level with the Act Dad movement, please head over to patreon.com/actdad. Over there, you're going to get the opportunity to pledge to the Awesome Dad movement. Whether it's $1, $5, $10, everything counts in producing the best quality fatherhood program. You'll also get unprecedented backstage access to everything Act Dad. So thank you so much for your support. I hope you have an awesome day, and I will catch you back here again very soon on The Awesome Dad Show. Peace.